Robin had led them into the forest after the sheriff's men and the needy stranger. Knowing his master as he did, Much supposed he should not have been surprised. It wasn't as if he didn't sympathize with the hunter. The thought of roast deer was enough to make Much almost faint with hunger. He just couldn't see what the whole sorry situation had to do with him. In the clearing, two of the sheriff's men dragged their prisoner to a gnarled tree stump. One of them was brandishing a small axe, its blade glinting dangerously in the dim, filtered forest light. Robin sensed it was almost time to act. He pulled a handful of stones from a small pouch tied at his waist and passed them to Much.
"You know what to do?"
Much nodded.
"Put your hand on here,"
one of the sheriff's men told the squirming prisoner.
"Like this,"
he added, spreading his own hand flat on the tree stump to demonstrate. Robin slipped out from behind the oak tree and readied his bow.
No,
the prisoner wailed again. "I've changed my mind."
"No appeal,"
mocked the sheriff's man. Robin took aim.
The first three arrows landed neatly between the splayed fingers of the sheriff's man, their points sticking into the wooden stump in quick succession and with a series of satisfying thwacks. "What the—" Two more arrows pierced the bewildered henchman's cuff and fixed it firmly to the wood of the stump.